What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. So on this episode, I talk about the Heat's 118-107 victory over the Boston Celtics in game one of the 2022 Eastern Conference Finals. Hope you guys enjoyed the game, and I hope you guys enjoy my thoughts on game one. All right, guys, I'm going to get into what this episode is about. And this episode is about the Miami Heat defeating the Boston Celtics 118-107 in game one of the 2022 Eastern Conference Finals, led by a tremendous comeback in the second half of the game by the Miami Heat, including 39-14 outscoring of Boston in the third quarter that would eventually lead to the comeback and to the game one win. So like I said, we had 118, Boston had 107. The first half, Boston took the lead into halftime. The Heat, the main thing, in my opinion, we had a very slow start. But then, of course, we were able to turn it on in the third quarter. And just like I've been repeating over and over again about this Miami Heat team this specific season, the success of the Heat this season starts on the defensive side of the ball. In the first half, we had a lot of dumb fouls, a lot of unnecessary fouls. We left a lot of guys open down low for Boston for open dunks, especially Robert Williams. So we weren't playing Miami Heat basketball. We weren't playing that Miami Heat elite defense that we've been playing for the majority of the season. Then we come out in the third quarter. And the box score, I understand they're going to see 39-14, obviously. We outscored them tremendously, so they're going to assume, oh, it was on the offensive side. But you know what that is, that we held the Boston Celtics to 14 points in a quarter? I don't care if it's the Celtics, it's the Kings, it's the Bulls with Michael Jordan on them. I don't care. You hold the NBA team to 14 points in a quarter, you have a tremendous defense. So that's why I keep repeating myself in terms of the success of this Miami Heat team starts on the defensive side of the ball. Like I always say, when the defense is at this elite level, it translates to more opportunities on the offensive side, more open looks, more opportunities for guys, less shots that are contested because we get a lot of fast break steals led by Jimmy Butler, led by PJ Tucker, Bam Adebayo, all these guys, Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, whoever it may be, Caleb Martin. I think it really showed tonight that was the key to this tremendous comeback victory for the Miami Heat. As I talked before the game, the episode I did a little, like, it was like a 6-minute episode. I talked about how Boston announced a couple hours prior to the game that Al Horford and Marcus Smart would not be playing, but they did come out firing strong, like I said, but ultimately the Heat defense were able to turn it up to that level that we all know we could turn it up to. And it was just too much for Boston to handle. And thankfully the Heat were able to come back and pull this one out. Of course, led by another tremendous MVP superstar, I don't know if you want to call it like performance, by our leader, Jimmy Butler. He had 41 points in the game, including 27 in the second half, which is just like absolutely wild. It's absolutely amazing, absolutely tremendous by Jimmy. He just had a historic playoff run, an incredible playoff run. So to add on to those 41 points, like I said, he also had 3 blocks, 4 steals, 5 assists, 9 rebounds, 5 of them were offensive rebounds. He went 12 of 19 from the field and 17 for 18 from the free throw line. Just an absolutely incredible superstar, all-around dominant performance by Jimmy Butler. To go along with Jimmy, Gabe Vincent had a tremendous game as well. He added 17 points for the Heat. Also 3 blocks. To see that from the point guard position is unheard of. So shout out to Gabe Vincent. He did a tremendous job today. Max Strus added in 11. Bam Adebayo added in 10 and 4 rebounds, but he also had 4 blocks, which is incredible. And like I said before, Jimmy had 3 blocks. PJ, he had 5.6 rebounds, a steal, and 3 assists. He did leave the first half with an injury, but he came out at the start of the second half, and man, he didn't miss a beat. And we saw the impact that he has on this defense, on this team, and yeah, just on this team overall, it's incredible. In the second half too, like Gabe Vincent got really hot. Max Strus, he hit a couple big threes in the second half. Bam and PJ had that defense locked down in the second half. Tyler Hero contributed greatly off the bench, especially in the first half. When we brought him off the bench, we were able to have some sort of spark on the court because we weren't able to make shots because our defense was lacking, and therefore we were taking contested shots. So Tyler was able to come in, light a spark. He had 18 points in the night, including 8 rebounds, 3 assists. So a great job by Tyler and a steal for him. Caleb Martin has some great first half minutes. He had 5 points and a rebound, but he did a tremendous job effort-wise, as always, and on the defensive side of the ball, like always. Dwayne Dedmon, I thought when we put him in as well, it was during that run in the first quarter when Tyler came in, and then Dedmon, it was a nice little run we got on. We were able to get on track and get back into this game. Dedmon had 6 points and 4 rebounds and a block off the bench in 11 minutes. And Victor Oladipo in 15 minutes had 5 points, 2 steals, a block, a rebound, and assist as well. And he had they tied a playoff franchise record with 12 blocks, which is absolutely amazing. And like I said, it's just incredible to see a point guard in Gabe Vincent get 3 blocks. It's like I said before, it's unheard of, unbelievable. Just a tremendous playoff run that Gabe has had this season. I saw a tweet the other day, 2 years ago in the conference finals, he wasn't even playing. You get me? That was his rookie year. And now look at him 2 years later starting, and not only starting in the conference finals 2 years later, but having an absolutely dominant performance on both ends of the court. I absolutely love Gabe Vincent. That's an athlete we should all look up to, whatever age we are. You know what I'm saying? Jason Tatum, he came out firing strong in the first half. I believe he had like around 21 points, something like that at halftime, and then he only finished with 29. We held him to 1 of 7 from the field in the second half, so we were able to regroup, readjust, and shut down one of the best scorers in the whole NBA. Robert Williams had a dominant first half, but in the second half, we were able to slow him down just like we did with Tatum. Jaylen Brown, he didn't really catch fire until the fourth quarter, where I believe he had 13 points. So he ended with 24, but I'll take that any day because he really only had like that fourth quarter that was really that he was really on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Derek White, I mean, specifically on the defense side of the ball, he did a good job. Grant Williams, he got into foul trouble with 5 fouls. He always gives great effort. I love that he's a vocal guy. And the Celtics need every team needs a communicator, and I think they have that with Grant Williams. It was nice to see Marcus Smart during one of the timeouts in the third quarter, I believe, giving a speech to his team. It's always great to see that. I love Marcus Smart. I thought Peyton Pritchard did a tremendous job off the bench, as well as Aaron Naismith. I mean, the guy had played 7 minutes total combined in the first 2 rounds of the playoffs, and it just put him in. He has a tremendous block on Caleb Martin at the rim, and then he's able to get a very nice rebound. He did have a couple fouls in the game, but he ends with 3 blocks, a steal, and a rebound. I thought he did tremendous in his 11 minutes, and specifically on the defense side of the ball, and the effort was just incredible by Naismith. And to go back to Peyton Pritchard, man, I talked about him yesterday, I believe, yeah, in the episode I did. And yeah, I'm a big fan of Peyton Pritchard, man. So underrated. He ends the game with 18 points off the bench. He did a tremendous job. And yeah, 4 assists, 5 rebounds, and a steal. So Peyton Pritchard had a tremendous game. Daniel Tice, in 20 minutes, he had 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. He did pretty good. He went 4 or 5. Obviously, that's efficient. But yeah, the ones that stand out were Pritchard, like off the bench specifically. Naismith, like I said, he had a lot of hustle plays, a lot of effort plays, but yeah, he were able to come out on top, and they're too much for Boston tonight. Let me see a couple of the team stats here. Field goal-wise, we're pretty close. Like, the Heat were 39 of 80. Boston was 36 for 79. So, pretty three-point, same thing, really close. It's crazy. Free throws, pretty close as well. Let me see here. Anything else that, like, kind of stands out? The Heat, I mean, one thing that stands out now, it really turned around in the second half was points in the paint, because at halftime, Boston was dominating in points in the paint, and the Heat almost, like, the Heat completely changed the game. As the Heat finished with 40 points in the paint, and Boston finished with 48, but I may be wrong, but I believe Boston at halftime, they had like their franchise record for most points in the paint and a half ever, like in a playoff game, something like that. So, yeah, a big thing here was readjustments and at halftime. I listened to some of the guys after the game, like Spo, Jimmy, Tyler, Bam. And really, I heard it from Spo and Jimmy, was the fact that in halftime, he didn't really have to give a speech. He didn't really have to talk to these guys in order to motivate them. They all knew what they were doing wrong, and they knew what they had to fix in order to turn this game around. And, hey, it's true, because they didn't know exactly what they had to fix, what they were doing wrong, because they completely turned this game around at the start of the second half. It was tremendous to watch. I'm so grateful. I want to shout out again Jimmy Butler, man. He's just on a historic run right now. It's incredible. It's incredible as well. Shout out to my mom. She even noticed at one point in the second half, she's like, look how much better everyone is when Jimmy's on the court. And it's so true. It's incredible to watch. I'm so grateful to have Jimmy as part of the Heat, part of my team. It's amazing. So, yeah, an amazing, impressive statement. Comeback win in game one for the Miami Heat after they beat the Boston Celtics 118-107. But yeah, game two will be Thursday night, live once again from FTX Arena here in Miami, 8:45 p.m. Eastern time, tip off once again on ESPN. Yeah, I mean, an amazing, amazing effort and comeback win for your Miami Heat. I hope you guys enjoyed the game. I'm very excited for game two on Thursday night. Let's enjoy this one, Heat Nation, and take it in. But hey, you guys know the job's not done. Obviously, like I said, tremendous comeback, tremendous effort, but hey, we enjoy this one, we take it in. But then hey, back to game two, gotta do it again, gotta get another W, gotta just play our game. And like I always say, it starts on the defensive side of the ball. When we play that Miami Heat elite defense, it translates to opportunities on offense, more open shots, and yeah, just better offense, because it leads to more opportunities for guys and less contested shots as well. So that's the key, in my opinion. And shout out to Spo, of course. He's the GOAT, but we already know that. If you know, you know. So, yeah, I appreciate you guys, I mean, tuning in. And I hope you enjoy my thoughts on the Heat's game one, 118-107 victory over the Celtics. Stay tuned for game two of the Eastern Conference Finals coming Thursday night, 8:45 p.m. Eastern time, tip-off live from FTX Arena in Miami. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode about game one of the 2022 Eastern Conference Finals, where we saw the Heat defeat the Boston Celtics 118-107. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Stay tuned for game two coming on Thursday night at 8:45 p.m. Eastern time once again, live from FTX Arena in Miami, and stay tuned for more content coming your way. So yeah, thanks again for tuning in. Let's go Heat. Let's stay white hot. Let's go Heat Nation. Until next time, everyone, take care.